Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1187 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, "And nothing has moved out of the stomach. That would show me nothing as to how far digestion had progressed, for starch is found in the stomach from the beginning of digestion until the last particle of bread has passed out of the stomach, and that may be 3 or 4 hours. Medical men are able to compile tables showing how long it takes to digest cabbage and other things by testing for protein, but not for starch, because proteins are the only substances which combine with the hydrochloric acid and which are digested in the stomach, and that can be done only within certain limits and not with mathematical certainty. If the starch digestion is not interrupted, maltose would be found in the stomach, but if I made a test and found starch but no maltose, I could express no opinion unless the food had been well masticated, and unless I knew how soon after the food entered the stomach that free hydrochloric acid appeared, because free hydrochloric acid stops the starch digestion. Finding starch and no maltose would not necessarily mean that digestion had not progressed very far, because free hydrochloric acid may have appeared soon after the food entered the stomach and stopped starch digestion. In the average case, I would say the starch had not been in the stomach very long. In an ordinary normal stomach, you might find maltose before the food reaches the stomach, even in the mouth. It depends on mastication. If I did not find it in the mouth or stomach, I could not say how long digestion had progressed. If I was told that these samples, States Exhibit G, were taken from a normal stomach within from 40 to 60 minutes after they were taken in it, I would answer that they might have been in the stomach 7 or 8 hours. When it is said in the books that it takes 4 hours to digest cabbage, it means cabbage which has been well chewed, not cabbage of that kind. States Exhibit G. Redirect examination. Cabbage like this, States Exhibit G, could pass from the body whole before it could be told with any degree of certainty how long after eating a meal of bread and cabbage 32 degrees hydrochloric acid would be found, numerous observations would have to be made. Dr. Thomas Hancock, sworn for the defendant, a doctor for 22 years, engaged in hospital work 6 or 7 years, have treated about 14,000 cases of surgery, have examined the private parts of Leo M. Frank and found nothing abnormal. As far as my examination disclosed, he is a normal man sexually. The body is embalmed about 8 or 10 or 12 hours after death, a gallon of the liquids of the body removed, a gallon of embalming fluid containing 8%. Formaldehyde is injected, the body buried, and a post-mortem examination made at the end of 9 or 10 days, and the doctor finds back of the ear a cut which is opened and which extends to the skull about 1.5 inches long, and finds on the inside of the skull no actual break of the skull, but a slight hemorrhage under the skull corresponding to the point where the blow had been delivered, and there is no